Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now our special Valentine's Day edition of Radio Roulette. It's Relationship Advice Roulette. If you need love or relationship advice, call in 212-433-WNYC. You can ask anything you want, and a fellow Brian Lehrer Show listener will try to help you out. But remember the catch, you can't get advice until you give advice.
Oh.
Sally in Queens, you ready?
Yeah.
Sally, first of all,
I didn't know I had to give advice. Yes, go ahead.
Well, first of all, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
And so somebody has to start this ball rolling, so I'll start this ball rolling, and I'll just pick up on a topic from yesterday's show where we talked about couples when they're getting married trying to figure out whose last name to keep or combine or whatever. So let's say me and my sweetheart are about to get married, and we can't figure out what to do about the last names. How should we figure it out?
Well, I would look into the meaning of the last name. My last name is Polish, and it means frost. And my husband's last name is Meheritab, and it means mercy of God. So I'm switching mine to his because I like the meaning better.
Nice. All right. So now you get to ask your question of Neil in Brooklyn. Neil, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, happy Valentine's Day. Sally, what's your question?
My question is, my husband and I haven't been out in about 2 years. We're a family of four, and we just can't seem to budget a date in for ourselves. It always goes to something else, so I need help budgeting a date in.
Neil, can you help her out?
Well, I think so. When you say budget, are you referring more to finding the time or finding the money?
I guess both. We do have one babysitter available. But I guess it's more money because, you know, we have weekends. We don't work at night or anything.
Well, I would say this from personal experience. I'm divorced for 2 years. I have two young daughters who are 4 and 6. And there were many reasons for the divorce, none of them terribly dramatic. No one had an affair or anything. But one of them is that we lost touch with each other. And the biggest risk in what you're saying is that you can lose touch with each other and lose the friendship that grounded, your relationship as being long-term compatible. So, if I were you, I wouldn't let money stand in the way. The most important thing about your date, about your time, is that you just do something together, enjoy each other's company, and reconnect, even if that means a walk in the park that's free. It's just worth finding the time.
Nice, Neil. Thanks. Really
nice. We did do that as a date once.
Sally, thanks a lot.
Use it or lose it. Thank you.
Good luck. Yeah, stay friends with your husband, not just co-parents.
Okay, and
Neil, thanks a lot. Okay, Neil, now you're going to get to ask your question of Prudence in Brooklyn. Prudence, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Brian.
Neil is looking for some advice, so let's see if you can help him out, okay?
Okay, so what's the question?
So, as I was just saying, I've been divorced for 2 years, and I have two young kids. And my question is, I'd like to meet someone new, but is it better to look for a situation where a person has their own kids and therefore understands what it's like to have kids and maybe is a better candidate as far as meshing a family, or is it better to really just think about myself and my own compatibility with a person and ignore whatever their personal circumstances are?
I'm in a different age bracket, but a good friend of mine who is in her 20s, she had a child
40s.
And she was 17, and so there were issues of finding compatibility in terms of someone who was willing to date her to have, you know, be into someone who has children. But I just found that in her experience, it's best to have interests match up, and then the person will be totally into your kids as well. My advice always for my friends is to take up some kind of like hobby or class. And like, for example, I met my boyfriend in the Spanish class at the Breck Forum.
Cool.
So I think, of course having a balance, but I wouldn't I wouldn't be worried too much in like going to parents. I don't know, parent circles, or I don't even know. But I would think right. about your own interests, and a loving person would be totally into your kids as well, because kids are cool.
All right, Prudence. Thanks a lot, Neil. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope that was helpful. And folks, by the way, you can offer your own advice to any of the calls you're hearing, callers, on our website. Just make sure you say which caller you're referring to and go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. We always get some interesting threads of conversation reacting to some of the callers on our website during our Advice Roulette segments. So go chime in. And listeners who are getting on the air, go and see who else is giving you advice at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Okay, Prudence, nice job, nice try there. And now you get to ask for your piece of advice from Liz in Sayreville. Hi, Liz. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Prudence, what do you need help with?
Well, so my question is, it's kind of similar maybe to the woman who is in a partnership and raising children, just like a project, and then also wants to figure out romantic aspects. I'm working on a very big project with my significant other, and I sometimes find it's like a little difficult to negotiate work and also romance because we're both very busy people. And so when we come together to work on something, you know, there's not time to, like, be, like, touchy, romantic, because we have to, like, focus on the task at hand. So I don't know. I just was wondering if you maybe had any advice on how to negotiate if you're working
work
on a
life.
Project with someone and also in a romantic relationship.
Liz, what should she do?
Wow. I mean, I think if you obviously you're having time together because you're working on this project and you do have a remote, you already have a romantic relationship, correct?
Yeah, we do.
Well, I think that, you know, it almost like setting up a timetable.
Yeah.
It's not easy parenting and having time, and I get that. I'm a single mom too. But I think that if you can set aside time, like, okay, this is the project we're working on, and then you have to set up like date time. This is okay. We're working on this until then, and then set up a specific time,
like,
allotted,
like
so
coffee breaks, lunch hours, but they're for
exactly.
your personal time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I realize that I'm like reading a book on procrastination, and it says like you should schedule fun, basically. And I think that's what I need to like learn how to apply to my relationship. But it's good to hear someone else suggest that as well.
Prudence, thank you, and good luck. Don't put off finishing that book now.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to you too, Liz. Thanks, Brian. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks so much. You too, Prudence. Okay, Liz, good job. Now you get to ask advice
of
Kevin in Manhattan. Hi, Kevin. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, Brian. First time calling. Love your show.
Thank you. You ready to give some advice to Liz?
Absolutely.
Liz?
Okay, Kevin. I'm counting on you for this one.
Okay.
So I'm a nurse. I see people coming in, coming out all the time. And I do get hit on a lot. I'm single. And sometimes it's not necessarily the people that I would want to go out with. So I generally don't go out with them, and I keep them as friends. But recently I've run into somebody that I've known for years, and he had said to me, you know, you keep everybody away. But it's hard because it's not that they're nice people. They're just not people that I would date per se. So
okay.
I feel.
So
like
what's your question?
What's that?
What's your question?
Well, how do you, you know, I need like I guess the advice would be about what's the best way to go about telling someone that you're not interested in them romantically?
Oh, okay. Are these people you work on or work with, or is it just people that in and out of the hospital, or, I mean, there's both?
Well, it's like sometimes cops that come in. You know, it's sometimes patients, sometimes other professionals within the hospital. So
it's how to tell people you're not romantically interested without seeming like just a mean person.
Well, I've been on the other side of the
Kevin. Kevin, you must have rejected people, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it, unfortunately, rejecting people. So I'm sorry. I guess I'm not the best caller, but I guess I'll give it a shot. And many relationships. let's see. Well, like I said, it's hard without a specific, you know, a specific case. But, I mean, I guess just be friendly. And if they, you know, I don't think if somebody's expecting something more of you and you haven't given them any kind of clue to that, you know, and haven't given them any kind of fault. Yes.
So I'm going to leave it there, but just be friendly. There's Kevin.
Yeah,
I think there's the nub of it. And I might add, just be direct.
And if you are interested in somebody, because it sounds like you haven't found somebody that you're really excited about dating or something, you know, and it can be hard in New York to find people. And normally the work is where you work is the first place that you find that. But I say just go for it. Go for a date, you know, try one of these people and... If you're not interested in them, then just simply tell them.
Right, and Liz, you can always say it's not about you; it's about me. Liz, good luck. We're almost out of time. Kevin,
okay.
You're going to get to ask your piece of advice real quick to Louise in Brooklyn. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Louise.
Louise, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kevin.
Thank
go
you.
Real
you're
quick.
Fine.
All
okay,
right, Louise. Well, I've been in a relationship for actually we're almost at our 2 month or 2 year anniversary. I'm sorry. And we moved in together kind of quickly. Like we moved in together with under a year, you know. And before we really got to know each other, we had a very, very good chemistry. So that's really all that mattered at the beginning of the relationship. And so we missed some fundamental parts, like, you know, like.
Oh, gosh, the clock is going to run out on us. So what's the question?
Politics. I'll keep it short, Brian. Basically, we have completely different political ideals, and we argue about it nonstop. So we get along together in every other way.
That's
going to
be the last word. And listeners, I know some of you have experience with this. So, Kevin, look to our website for this Love Roulette advice answer. Listeners, post to Kevin, how can he reconcile with his lover of different politics? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show.